Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into today's shenanigans, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And this is exciting. We were talking about this before we started recording, about how this week is taking forever.
Yes.
Because we will not be here next week because it's the 4th of July and somehow we got a vacation.
Yes. It's odd because this week is taking forever, and yet to think that it's almost July is insane.
Especially when you start thinking, oh, I got to do this in July. Like, oh, that's 2 weeks away. It'll be mid-July or whatever. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah. And to me, I mean, I know we've had a few sunny days here in Seattle, but like to think we're already like really, really in summer right now is also mind-blowing to me because it's been like a little sun here, a little rain, maybe some clouds. I don't know. What are we going to do?
I keep thinking
it's
spring.
Like it's summer. I don't.
I recently had to change all my spring decor and put summer decor. It's throwing me off. I don't know what to do with this.
Because there still should be some like umbrellas on your decor, right, or like some raindrops.
Right. Like I'm not complaining. I personally am okay with the weather not being too crazy.
Too hot. Yeah.
Yeah. On Monday when it gets really hot in my house, especially like upstairs, and then like my room, like all those rooms basically hit the sun. Like the sun hits it in the afternoon, so it turns them into an oven. And I put in my AC unit in my room, so I did not leave my room much.
Yes, yeah, because Monday was
in the 90s,
right? Yeah, you know, I kind of am the same way. Honestly, I feel like I'm always like, oh, I can't wait for the sun. I'm gonna do so many things. I'm gonna, you know, but then when it comes to it, I think it was maybe Sunday or Monday. I went out and it was out for like 10 minutes and I was a drama queen. I was like, my body is not used to this. My skin's not used to this. Like, I'm so dehydrated all of a sudden. Like, and I'm me, so I have to reapply sunscreen all the time, which is already just annoying, you know? So I'm just like, maybe I don't love the sun as much as I thought I did.
It's something different. Like, I don't know if it's when you grow up or what is it? Like, because you had a parent that was always applying sunscreen to you.
If someone else would lather it up on me every time, give me a nice massage, I mean, that could be okay.
See, I just get sick when it's too hot. I'll start to get a headache and sometimes even nauseous.
Oh.
So I'm literally useless in the sun.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, once it gets more than, like, when it gets to, like, the 90s or even, like, high 80s, it's like,
in your room.
I need to be somewhere cool. Otherwise, I am not okay. Like, but I love it when it's like 70s and like sunny or partly sunny. That's perfect for me.
Yeah, or when it's like sun out, but then you get a little breeze too. That's nice.
And then like the shade is still much cooler, so you can enjoy your sun and go in the shade.
Yeah.
See, that's perfect for me. It's hilarious when I do have family from Mexico come in and
they probably think we're wusses.
Oh no, it's 70 degrees and they're bundled up in jackets. Like, they're like, it's so cold.
Yeah,
like,
I guess that's what California is like, people from California, because my mom lives down there. So when she comes up, she thinks everything's cold. And I'm just like, I'm going to smack you. It's not that cold. Chill. You're being too much.
Side note, with the whole the reapplying sunscreen, I had just recently saw these for on like Amazon, like those lists of things you need for the summer. I just got to find them. They sell this patch that you put on, or like a sticker, and it'll change color when it's time to reapply.
What?
Something like that. I gotta find,
like, in that area or for your whole body?
Like, I'm guessing for your whole body. It just tells you how long you've worn that sunscreen, I guess.
Weird.
I don't know if it's a sticker or something. I know I saw it somewhere. But yeah, it's a like hydro patch or whatever. Yeah, supposed to, I guess you can put some on your face too. I don't know. But there's a bunch of them, and I saw
you just have stickers
pricey
all over your body just to tell you when to reapply sunscreen.
Right. Or just put a timer on your phone.
I do wonder that
money
too, if you're like are like at the beach and you're swimming, you know? They say it's water resistant or waterproof, but is it really?
Yeah, I don't trust
it. Let's just get sunburned and find out.
See, I was out in the sun briefly over the weekend doing some yard work, maybe like half hour, and I got a good tan, like a like mild tan on exposed parts. But if I didn't put any sunscreen on, had I been there a little longer, I would have burned.
Yeah.
I tan and burn.
Ugh, my fiance just tans and tans and tans. And he works outside.
It's the melanin, man.
Oh, I'm so jealous. And he's always like, I don't have to apply sunscreen. I'm like, okay, skin cancer is still a thing.
Bob Marley died of skin cancer.
Remember this. So I'm always trying to like put my like moisturizer that like has
sunscreen
on him, like on his face, you know, especially the face. Cause like, yo, gotta keep the face, you know.
Looking young.
Trying.
I found out, so random thought. I was driving and I sometimes listen to trivia. Like games while I'm driving, like a trivia podcast.
Write them down for me for Beat Mugs so I can do that.
I do sometimes send them to Rev. Like when I find a good one, I'll send it to him. But I was listening and they said something about Bob Marley and I thought, I don't actually know when Bob Marley died. Like was it 90s, 80s? Because I feel like he's just, his image and stuff has been around for so long.
Yeah, like, but he's never really been like alive for us.
Right.
And I'm
like, was he alive like when we were alive? So I got real curious and I went down that rabbit hole of looking up information about Bob Marley. And I was like, how did he die? Was he like part of the 27 Club? Or was it, you know, like a self-inflicted thing?
Yeah.
And apparently it started off with like him discovering that he had skin cancer. It was very rare, but it was under his like toenail.
What?
Yeah. So some people, side note, if you go get your gel nails done often.
Or shellac.
Like too often because of that UV, like that could cause...
Oh, don't tell my mother that. She's been harping on me for that for years now. The UV rays, UV light's so bad for you and your skin.
I mean, every now and then is not a big deal.
Like everything
has
UV
or whatever. But just be aware if you start seeing any abnormalities with your nails, like a long line, like just appearing.
Like on it or under it?
Like on it. Like there's like, I've seen ones where it's like a white line going through like the cuticle up to the tip of your nail. And like doctors are like, if you see that, immediately go to the doctor.
I feel like that'd be such a tricky spot, especially if you do get them done a lot because they're usually painted and colored.
So just keep an eye out. Your nail tech would probably notice something like, hey, you got something there. Notice for any abnormalities. But it started with Bob Marley getting cancer under his toenail. And they said that they needed to go do surgery and he would be out, possibly even amputate, like take off that part. And he's like, no, I got to perform.
Take part of his nail or his toe?
Like, well, part of the toe and like the tip.
Woo!
And he's like, I got performances I got to go do, so I'm not doing that. Mm. And then later, I think he eventually beat it or something, but then it spread to other parts of his body. So he actually died of cancer. I had no idea.
But that's where it started. Cancer spread? So it's like skin cancer?
Skin cancer, but he had other cancer cells, I guess, in his body. Because then it spread to like his lungs and lymph nodes. But if you would have put like a million reasons, like give me your top three guesses on what killed Bob Marley, I would not have assumed cancer.
No.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because of the pot he smoked. Do you think people who smoke pot? I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, because you smoke pot to like treat cancer kind of thing. So like, you'd think like there's no way he could get cancer because he smoked so much weed.
I know. There's like weed for cancer. There's two different like things that they use weed for when it comes to cancer. There is a lot of research saying that like weed helps like slow the cancer cell spread or like growth. And it also helps with, like, if you're doing chemo and stuff, helps your tummy and stuff like that. So I just wouldn't have guessed. So random rabbit hole. I went wound down.
This is how Vicky's ADD works.
Oh, yeah. I'll discover a bunch of weird stuff. And actually, like, on the show today, we were talking about serial killers.
Yeah.
And I started listening, like...
Normal conversation, of course.
Right.
Why not?
I am not a horror movie gal. Like, people think I should be because I, like... You know, superhero movies.
It's shocking to me.
Yes.
I would think you would like, you know, because gothy, edgy, scary.
And I love haunted houses. I love doing zombie makeup, but I can't do the movies because I have such an overactive imagination that when I go to sleep, I'll dream about it. And I hate those kinds of dreams.
Oh, yeah. You'll like be in the dream yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get those too.
I cannot. That being said, about a year or so ago, I started listening to this podcaster. Her name is Bailey Sarian. She does on YouTube on Mondays. It was Murder Mystery Makeup Mondays, where she'll talk about a murder mystery while she does her makeup. The makeup,
saw a lot of M's,
right? Like she just does her makeup. She's like, I really just need something to do with my hands. So that's why she does her makeup. And then she started doing another series called The Dark History Podcast.
Okay.
And that's how I've learned about a bunch of like American history and stuff that we have never really been taught in schools.
Oh.
And I find it very fascinating.
That's good. A little history buff.
But there's a while where I was listening to like all her episodes, like the murder ones. And like right now I have to really be in a mood because she hasn't put out too many recently. Like she's taking a break. I think she's got some like personal stuff's going on, and I think she's working on like some new projects, so she's not doing the weekly updates recently.
Yeah.
So I haven't gone back and re-listened like I normally do.
I feel like you have to be in the mood for that kind of thing.
Yeah. Like it used to be like, oh, new episode's out every week. So I'm going to listen to it every week to hear the new episode.
Oh.
So while I was working on stuff, it was nice to have that playing in the background because it sounds like someone's talking at me.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they probably have a lot of podcasts mm-hmm. and TikToks like that, but it's not necessarily about murder.
No, but I just need to find the right ones. I'm not a big podcast listener because I get real distracted. And the fact that she's telling me a story.
Yeah, and actually like keeping your attention mm-hmm. is like, a big deal.
I like listening to the story. But that's how I learned about a lot of like serial killers, cannibals and stuff. Like they're just fascinating and not in a, oh my God, I want to meet them because I would never want to meet any of these people.
That'd be terrifying.
But it's like, what moment in their life was it that like clicked and it turned for them?
That they're like, I like to kill and eat people.
Right. Or and there's different types.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like you have you ever heard of the movie Monster?
No.
It's Charlize Theron's in it. You would not recognize her. She like shaves her eyebrows and gains like 30 pounds.
Damn.
She plays this woman who killed a bunch of people.
Oh.
But like you hear the story of her life and like then all the people she killed. It's like, was it really in... Some of them they believe was maybe self-defense. Other ones where she was just doing it because she was trying to get something out of them, like money or their car or whatever.
Okay.
But she was a prostitute and like grew up in a really bad childhood home.
Did she end up eating them or?
No, she wasn't particularly. Not all of them are cannibals.
Oh,
but some of them are.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I've seen all the, well, not all the documentaries, but a lot of them on Netflix or mm-hmm. whatnot because my fiance's, oh, it's a new one. And it's mm-hmm. definitely very interesting.
Yeah, I haven't watched any documentaries yet. Like, I'm curious and interested, but I don't know if I could actually watch it.
Yeah, especially, like, it would never be something I would put on by myself.
Yeah.
Like, no. Oh, let's have fun. Let's watch about Ted Bundy or whoever, mm-hmm. you know, because it's very, like, wow, there are people like, and then for me, I'm like, there are probably other people like that still out there doing all these crazy things that we're going to have like a documentary about in like maybe 20 years and be like, right. What?
It's like this person, I may have walked by them on the street. Who knows?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I throw hella shade. But then again, like I have had the thought of I want everyone to eat me at my funeral. So, but you guys aren't killing me. I'm already dead. And then you can eat me.
And we learn that is... It's technically not illegal to consume human flesh in the United States. It is illegal to kill someone. And I think there's laws like you can't desecrate a corpse. But I'm sure there's like loopholes if you're like, I'm putting this in my will or whatever. Or not my will, yeah. But my, you know what I mean.
Yeah. At first, I mean, I'm really one of those kind of people that I want to have like an open casket, me be there type of thing. So I was like, because at first I was like, okay, well, if I'm just burned ashes, that's so easy. Put me in some wine or something. No one will notice. But if I want to have an open casket and be there, then I was like, okay, well, maybe I don't need my hands or something. And y'all can have like Sarah fingers for an appetizer.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm not eating you.
Yum, 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 yum. Hey, okay. Well, then the ashes might be a little. Okay, maybe half my body can be burned. So then half.
Just like your back half. So you're laying down. No one can see. It's like, Sarah looked like she lost some weight. Good for her.
What about that ass, though? People got to.
You're not.
Oh, you can.
No, no, no.
Yeah, because then the ashes can be in like whatever food or drinks we're serving at my funeral.
I love you, but I'm not going to your funeral now.
It's silly. That's fair.
Yeah.
You can be out of this one.
Okay.
But don't tell everybody else, though. I've only told a few friends, so maybe I got to start writing my will. I got to put that in there.
And I thought I was weird for like, I thought of some ideas. I know we've talked about this before, but I literally just saw this like yesterday where there is a company that will turn you into mulch and fertilizer.
Ugh, I hate that. The whole like plant seed thing and make me a tree.
No, you wouldn't necessarily be a seed. You would just be thrown into the ground. Like if you're going to be throwing stuff into ashes or people are going to consume you,
I guess
like they're
going to
poo
like,
it out.
You do.
They're going to poo you out and you're going to be in the septic system forever.
And then I'll be gone.
Like at least in the garden.
I guess
like,
you like gardening though.
Yeah,
that's
I do.
Like your thing. See, I hate gardening. So I'd be like, no, what? I don't know. I'll throw you here if you want to be here.
Like,
you
can throw the ashes
like
in the
ashes,
water.
Though.
Yeah.
It's like just if you want to be planted here, you can be planted.
Although I do like the ideas of like they have other ones where they'll press your ashes into like an album, like a record.
Oh, that's kind of sick.
I think they can put a song with it.
But then who would like, oh, would you just give that to everyone at your funeral maybe?
I guess. I don't know.
Because I was like, who would get this CD or album?
Well, yeah, it's like a big vinyl record. But then there's the other one where they can compress you down into like a diamond. And I thought that was kind of cool too.
Yeah. That would, yeah. I wouldn't want to wear someone though. every day.
You would want somebody to eat you, but you don't want somebody to wear you.
I mean, someone can wear me. I just don't want to wear someone else.
I'm picturing you like it's not a diamond.
Anyone can wear me for sure, of course.
See, I'm picturing you not necessarily like you as a diamond. I could see you being like, here's my finger dehydrated and like all mummified. Yeah, put that on a chain. That would be you, you weirdo.
Yeah, or I put you like in a little jar or something. Yeah, I mean, because I feel, I don't know, because like the diamonds or like the tattoo where you can have like the ashes in someone's tattoo, that's weird. I don't know. It trips me out having you like on that person the whole time.
I mean, like with the way they do with the ashes, they literally just take a little bit of the ash and they put it in the ink itself. So they kind of like dust it in.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Because everyone has their like demons, you know what I mean? Mm. So you don't want like somebody else's demons to be, that's where I get like, the ghosts. Are they on me?
That's like, but the way I see that, that's like just their physical form. It's not their soul.
Mm.
Like, and I think
see, if you consume me and then just crap me out, then I'm like, I'm in and I'm out.
I mean, we don't know what kind of nutrients are in that ash, like in the ashes. So you might be like floating around like the bloodstream or something.
Forever.
I don't know.
That's some spooky yes, though, I'd want to like do to all y'all. Hey, if I can haunt you guys, I'm totally haunting you guys. Just saying.
Somebody pointed out, like, they had a question on like a Tumblr post or whatever. They asked, could a ghost and a zombie be created from the same person? So like the body itself is walking around as a zombie, and then the ghost version's like, dude, what are you doing? Like your actual brain, like, and soul is the ghost. You're like, seriously, no, stop running into stuff.
Stop being a zombie.
So that's kind of what I picture. Like you have the body and you have your ghost soul thing.
So you think every soul is good?
Not necessarily. I just think every, like, there's a separation between soul and body.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This has been a very weird topic.
Sorry.
But I will eventually watch some documentaries. Bailey will show pictures of, like, who the people are sometimes, like, on YouTube and stuff, the pictures she's allowed to, but she doesn't really show anything too graphic.
It's crazy that you can watch, like, Monster, whatever that movie was.
I haven't gone to see it yet, but I want to.
Oh, yeah, you can listen. I guess listening is very different than visual, especially if you're, like, a visual person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't do it by yourself.
Scary. Like Monster itself, and I think it won a lot of awards or some crap. But
if it's fake, that's one thing. It's
right.
Like an act, like not based on a true.
See, there's people that do things. I feel like we were saying, is there such thing as like evil and bad or whatever? I think some of the people that she's talked about, like Eileen Wuornos, who was who Monster was based off of. I don't necessarily think she was like pure evil. I think she had a lot of effed up stuff happen to her.
Yeah.
And she then, you know, did a lot of the stuff seemed, granted I wasn't there, like she did it out of survival and then just eventually didn't care anymore.
Mm. Like, got like a high from it though, if she didn't care anymore and continue to do it,
well,
right?
Like, well, I don't know so much if it's a high because she didn't care. I think it was just literally to get what she wanted. So there was no guilt attached to it, but there was no like pleasure maybe necessarily. Like, oh, I'm going to kill this person for their money.
Okay.
I'm not killing them because I like to kill them. It's just an easy thing to do. It's like punching someone or beating someone up. Some people, like, I could never beat anybody up. And somebody else is like, oh, yeah, no problem. I can totally beat somebody up.
Yeah, I definitely feel like people are kind of wired. It's like when some people have, like, they don't know empathy.
Mm-hmm.
They have no, like, for...
Was it sociopath or is that narcissist? One of them.
Yeah, they have, like, no... And that's just... I don't think it's like in their brain makeup. You know what I mean? Like,
is it borderline personality disorder or something like that?
I don't know, because I know like sometimes it's just like that's who the person is, mm-hmm. regardless of, you know,
right.
they never feel that feeling.
But that's like, it's one of those three. I forget which one it is. I think it's borderline personality disorders where they can't feel empathy or understand.
Yeah. And for us, it's like, people. What? Like, I feel all the feelings and so emotional, but like they just can't. And then it's like, well, damn, like, what do you do at that point?
Like, because I mean, not everybody who has that is a psychopath or killer or anything.
They
have
to
go out of their way and like learn how to coexist with other people for sure.
Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, it'd be like if you had a boyfriend and then I slept with your boyfriend and I really just didn't care. And I was like, I don't understand why. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Where it's,
I have an ex just like that.
How do you not care? Like, don't you know?
Do you not understand that this is not okay?
Yeah. And then it's like, no, I don't get it. Why?
It's like, it's not okay because you hurt someone's feelings.
What?
Like, if you talk to them like little kids, you hurt someone's feelings and that is bad.
And they're like, but why are your feelings hurt? My feelings wouldn't be hurt.
Exactly.
But what? Excuse me?
Am I crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. It hurts my brain to think about.
But then there are other people that I think were just genuinely like wired to be... like, I'm not saying nothing ever happened to them in their youth or anything, but there's some people that are just wired. I'm like, you are just the embodiment of evil, and I think you enjoy it. Like the Night Stalker. I'm blanking on his name.
Oh, but, yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, that one's on Netflix. I've seen the little commercials for it.
And you're like, that's enough.
Yeah, and he kind of looks like someone I know, too, so I'm just like, oh, that feels weird.
Yeah, and then you look at your friend, and you're like,
no.
Yeah, no.
Get away.
Are you secretly evil, too?
Or are you related to them because they both came from the same country?
You never know. I don't know if I'd want to know.
All right, let's go to less creepy things.
Okay, fine.
Okay, well, debatable, I guess.
Oh.
So I found this. Have you seen, like, videos or articles talking about how someone, like, met somebody, like, on vacation or whatever, and they're like, oh, my God, this person's awesome, and they find out they actually are married or have a partner, or... somebody's like, I'm looking for them. Can you help me track them down? They're like, oh, nope, the girlfriend saw this and she sent me a message.
Oh, like they're pretending to be single on vacation or yeah. something and then meet someone else. Mm-hmm. And then you go home and Insta or Facebook stalk them.
Like try to find them. And then you like when you're like trying to get everyone else to help you find this person, you find out that they're not available. Or where somebody actually, there's one where a gal was on an airplane and she was listening to this guy talk like to this girl, like because she was sitting right behind him so she could see between the crack of the seats or whatever.
Oh, okay.
It's like texting somebody named Baby and then like messaging somebody else and then calling somebody and then flirting with the girl next to him.
Oh my gosh, that's so much.
So she like went out. It's like, hey, if you are with a guy that was going from here to here and he's got this tattoo on his neck, blah, 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 like he's cheating, he's not faithful, dump him.
She ratted him out.
Oh yeah, there's been many a story on TikToks where like it goes viral and they get ratted out. Like where they purposely try to rat somebody out or other cases where it's like, hey, I'm looking for this person and I lost their number. Help me find them.
Okay. Wow. The power of the internet.
Right. Well, there's another one that happened and it made me laugh. Okay. Because of why it all started. So this person, a TikToker, claimed she had caught a man cheating on his girlfriend because he was wearing like this flamingo, like Hawaiian type shirt.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
But had a picture, like a face of a woman all over it too.
Oh, that's something I would make my guy wear.
Right. So you got the flamingo, you got the palm trees, and then
her
the face
is huge on it too.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of her face all over.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's not discreet at all.
No. So this was posted by a gal named Meg, and it's it appears that he's rocking a short sleeve button down shirt plastered with his girlfriend's face on it as he kisses another woman who is not the woman on the shirt. And she took video of this, of them making out at a club or whatever. So the TikToker was apparently like the TikTok was posted with the intent to alert the woman presumed to be the man's girlfriend with a text overlay that reads, if your boyfriend was in Nashville wearing your face on a shirt, I'm sorry, sis, but he's cheating on you, and puts the date.
Ooh.
Like, it's like, oh. So people were totally shocked. Everyone's freaking out. They're like, I'm trusting TikTok to bring me back with answers. Somebody says, like, they started following boyfriends plus Nashville equals no thank you. Someone else said, ladies unite, let's find him. But apparently it did not take long for them to find the woman on the shirt, aka shirt girl. So they found the girl, like the face. And she said, that is my fiance's best friend, definitely not the fiance. She wrote, like, in the comment section.
Oh.
She revealed that she DM'd, Meg DM'd her, and she posted a follow-up. It's like, so definitely didn't think we'd be able to find the shirt girl, but we did, and it turns out her fiancé is bachelor party, and there were tons of other dudes with the same shirt on. But we were there for our bachelorette, and we didn't see anybody else. And someone else is like, oh, I was at that at bachelor party. I saw all the dudes in the shirts. It's like, girl, so glad that I found you, even if I'm more glad it's not your man. Like, if I would have seen the other guys at the bachelor party, I would have never posted this. If you want me to delete it, I'll delete it. Says, no, everyone thought it was funny. And yes, he is single. So, but here's my thing. Like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Okay.
Like, I'm excited. Like, I'm like, okay, cool. He's single. Like, that's nice. Like, he wasn't, like, cheating on his fiance or anything at the bachelor party.
Right.
And we did something similar at my cousin's bachelorette party. They had custom stickers of the husband's or the groom's face.
Yeah, yeah.
With little party hats. So we had all the custom tattoos on
us. I want to do that. I don't know. I like the shirt idea too. Wow.
Right. But I mean, like, depends how much you want to spend.
Yeah, it's very, very true.
But I've seen many of those where they purposely try to call someone out for cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody they don't know. They put it on the internet. They're like, hey, you know, dump them, this or that. I've even seen one where this guy was hanging out at a park. And it's like, hey, if your name is blah, 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 and you have friends that are kind of like this that are hanging out, they're not really your friends. They're talking mad trash about you, and they purposely did not invite you to that party that's happening 2 weeks or whatever.
Jesus, you have like little spies everywhere.
Right. So they posted and the girl found them, and she's like, yeah, I ended up confronting that friend group about it. And they're like, yeah, that was us. And she ended up like not blocking them, but like
distancing herself.
Yeah, like get like broke off with them. And she ended up becoming friends with the guy who made the TikTok.
Wow.
And they made like a party, like, hey, who wants to come to this party? Like, it's like, let's make new friends. So a lot of TikTok people showed up and met together.
That's cute.
So I'm like, that was cool. But at what point is that like just too much?
Well, nowadays you don't know anyone's situation. Mm-hmm. Let's say like with the plane and if that was his girlfriend on the shirt kind of thing. Like I've got, you know, friends that are married, but that are poly that like that would be totally okay to do, you know? And so like, That's where I thought the story was going. Like, oh yeah, that's my soon to be husband, but like we're open, so it's cool. Right. Like, that's our girlfriend or whatever,
right?
You know, so to me, they're strangers. You don't know them. You don't know what they like to do, what they don't like to do. So I'm a nosy ass person, but I wouldn't want to get. It's a stranger's business. If that was my friend and my friend, or if that was my friend, or my friend's boyfriend, I guess, kissing another girl, mm-hmm. right? Like, if that was your boyfriend on that plane, kissing another, then I will be filming, I'll be picturing, but I would obviously DM you privately. I wouldn't put it on social media. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's entertaining. I think people do it for the likes and the loves and the whatever you give on TikTok type of thing, but I do think it's, like, unnecessary. It's a very, like, okay, this random person has DM'd me because she thinks she saw my man with, you know,
right?
It's messy. It's like, messy. It's all very messy.
It's like, it's interesting because you do like your reality shows.
Oh, love them.
Love the mess that comes with it. And I will love be it. The first to admit, like, I love listening or reading like certain stories similar to this where it's like that messiness, like messy with the neighbor. Like, my neighbor called the cops on me for this and that. And I'm going to prove to them, you know, to the cops, I have all the paperwork and like have resolution. Like, I love reading those stories. But when, like, maybe a neighbor story, sure. Like, I think there's a little bit more grace, I guess, that I'm allowing with like a neighbor story drama posted online. But that's also because you know the person and that's happening to you. Like, something like posting stuff about a complete stranger just seems awful. Like, I love my memes. I love like random things on the internet. Like, we've all seen people of Walmart, and I've seen some weird stuff at a Walmart or in different places. And I've had to stop myself from like taking a picture and posting it because, like, what good is it going to do me? Like, what if it does go viral and, like, you're hurting someone's feelings?
That's hilarious. And then you've just gone viral. That's why.
Well, there's a – well, when it's not about me. Like, did you ever hear the story about, like, the dancing man?
Mm-mm. No.
So is this this gentleman who was a little – he was heavier. And he was dancing at this concert. And these girls filmed him or Snapchatted him or whatever, saying, like, ha, he saw us laughing and he stopped dancing. Ha, ha. Like, they were bullying him. They were laughing at him, and he stopped dancing, and you could see his face. He just looked completely defeated. This is a grown man, but he looked like a little kid in that moment because you could see the joy. And then...
Yeah.
And this happened years ago, but this spread virally to the point where I think... What the heck was his name? What, like, a famous DJ's like... Or someone's like, dancing man, we want you to continue dancing. No, go have fun. We're going to host a big party for you.
Hell yeah.
And so, like, all this famous DJs and, like... celebrities like join in. They're like, no, we want to come to this party and I'm going to DJ for free and this is going to be your party to dance, Dancing Man.
Well, and damn. He should be thanking those girls who filmed him then.
Right. I mean, so there was a nice outcome, but that doesn't happen every time.
No, but I feel like a lot, I mean, it's kind of you have the same opinion, I guess, as like paparazzi. You think paparazzi should be illegal, essentially. But now, I mean, we all have these devices that can record and take pictures of anything and everything we want.
Right.
So I understand that that's happening and going out anywhere. Anyone can be taking a picture and photo of me. And like, yeah, I may not be looking cute or feeling great or whatever, but like that is the reality of the situation. And I understand that. And I don't, you know, I don't get upset when other people do it because honestly, a lot of the times the dancing man, the memes that are made, the Walmart, what like
people
that
Walmart.
S is entertaining AF, you know, it is to people. It gives them, makes them laugh. It makes them smile. It's unfortunate that it's probably making fun of a lot of people, which it totally is. But I don't know. With this situation, it's just like, oh, it seems like a lot of work and just like totally not your business at all. Oh, if it was with the airplane thing.
Oh, in the airplanes. Yeah.
I'm like, see, this bitch got her nose all up in this business and it had nothing to do with her fiance. Like, maybe you should investigate a little harder before you like come to such crazy conclusions.
And there, so going back to like stuff like the dancing man, I feel like a lot of people, especially with situations like the dancing man, if you're posting stuff making fun of somebody, like, a lot of now people are like realizing this is not okay, just because everyone was doing it, like, especially when we were a weird generation, because when we were in high school we had MySpace, so the whole like internet bullying thing,
MySpace,
you got your AIM, all that fun stuff, it became like a thing, internet bullying, being able to completely trash somebody and make someone's life miserable from behind a keyboard.
Oh, you can still, for sure.
Right. That was the start of it, though. Like, if you wanted to bully somebody back in the day, you had to do it to their face. Or through rumors.
Like back in the day.
Yeah, or through rumors or notes or whatever, passing notes in class, that kind of a thing. But we are now, I think, learning, like, this is not okay. Like, and people are calling it out, calling these behaviors out. And, like, an example, the first thing that popped in my head is, you know who Zendaya is?
Oh, yeah, I love her. She's dating Spider-Man.
Yes. So she's been around
in the movies and real life.
Yeah. So she was, like, a Disney star and has grown up, and she's done a lot of other stuff. She's a fantastic actress. And there was a moment a few years ago, you know, they do the fashion police at, like, red carpet events and all that crap. Like, what the hell is this person wearing?
Yeah.
And somebody was saying, like, she wore this gorgeous gown and she had, like, dreads in.
Okay.
And they looked gorgeous on her, dreads or braids, I don't remember. And one of the fashion police, like, oh, I bet it smells like patchouli. I bet her hair stinks, and was making fun of it.
Ooh.
Right. That's right. Awkward. That is awkward now. But at, like, any time before then, like, that was an okay thing to do. Like, you watch all the old school America's Next Top Models.
Oh, God, right.
Like, all the awful things that were said to them or that they thought was okay to do. It's like people have now started standing up, and Zendaya herself, she's like, no, why are you, this is kind of a racist remark. She, like, this is not okay. And now your reaction, if this had been when we were in middle school or high school, it'd been like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, for sure.
It would have been totally like, oh, yeah, no, you probably do smell like a hippie, blah, blah, blah. Like, it just.
Yeah, America's Next Top Model did not age well.
Not at all.
Sorry, Tyra.
I'm not sorry. Tyra, you are a mess.
Yikes.
But because of people calling it out and saying, like, that's not cool. And even I feel like now people are, like, with the paparazzi thing, I'm like, some stuff is pushing it. Like, it's becoming too far.
Mm.
And I feel like paparazzi shouldn't exist personally. And I maybe down the line in the next 5, 10, 20 years, who knows, I feel like it's going to be limited more and more. Because of celebrities, and you're like, you know what? This is my personal time. I was maybe having a horrible, like, panic attack or something, and I was being invaded and made it worse. Like, they're putting my health
totally
at risk.
I feel like people are always still going to make fun of someone's fashion choice or something, or what they're doing, or, you know, a celebrity always dolled up, and then you get a picture of them not dolled up, and they have three chins and a unibrow and whatever. Like, I feel like that's, I don't know, because for some reason, you know, we find that entertaining, or like, oh, this is what they really look like, oh, that makes me feel better about myself, you know, like that kind of stuff. Like, I feel like that will always still be there to a certain extent,
right? And I think that has to do a lot, like, with how a person's mental health is too, like, when you find yourself comparing yourself to others, especially to try to make yourself feel better and, like, or superior to this person. And I feel like with how especially Generation Z and even millennials, our generation, are taking into account, like, therapy and trying to make our mental health better, trying to get down to the root of the problem and fixing all the generational trauma, if you will.
Yes, but I will say, I feel like no matter how great your mental health is, if your ex-boyfriend gets a new girlfriend, you for sure are going to Google image that bitch to make sure you're hotter.
Yeah.
And then go to all your friends and be like, tell me I'm prettier than her.
I'm not saying that it's going to completely wipe out.
No matter how confident you think you are.
I just feel like it's going to get less and less severe, I should say. To where
interesting. I think it's the opposite.
Like, people are going to get worse about it?
Oh, with all social media. I mean, social media is just continuing and I think will continue to blow the F up. Hmm. And I think, oh my gosh, when I was middle schooler, I didn't probably even know what eyeliner was. Now you have access to this beautiful bitch, same age, same, you know, goes to the same school. Oh, why is she wearing that? Well, why can't I have that? Well, oh my gosh, she dyed her hair. You know, I think it's just going to get way worse.
Interesting.
I guess we'll have to see in 10 years.
unless an asteroid hits Earth before then.
Oh, gosh. Knock on wood.
No. There is this movie, I think it was called Transcendent or something like that.
That sounds familiar.
It had Johnny Depp in it, and basically what happened in the movie. It's not a great movie. It's a fine. It's okay.
It's a very mediocre film.
So I'm going to spoil it, just a heads up. So, I mean, if you really want to watch, just skip ahead. Johnny Depp's character ends up dying, but him and his wife were already in the, they're both scientists, and they're in the process of trying to find a way to, make a person live forever through a computer.
Oh, okay.
And so, somebody was like, no, you shouldn't be able to do this. And they shot him with, a poison bullet or some crap to, kill him because they're like, this technology doesn't exist. So his wife was able to, after he died, put in his brain into a computer. And so he still lived on as a computer.
Oh.
And he had access to everything. So he's like, we're going to build a following and I could heal people and do these things. And he was able to heal people with all this technology that he was now possessing. But he became too powerful. And so at the very end, they had to shut off all internet in the world.
Oh, so he really died for real.
So they had to kill him. Otherwise, he was just going to keep going and it was going to get worse.
Was he getting evil?
Kind of, yeah. He was getting too powerful. So they now had to live in a world with no internet. So they
were weird.
It was funny because they had a part at the end where the old a shop owner of a bakery or something propped his door open with an old laptop, with a laptop. So, because they became obsolete.
Yeah, it was a doorstop now.
Yeah. And so I always think, I'm like, what if something like that were to happen? Could you imagine a world without internet today?
No, hell no. I couldn't even imagine I couldn't imagine work at first. And then I was thinking, don't some cars have internet to make them do things or something?
I mean, some stuff. I don't think there's a lot of
I know
chips.
Tesla have just a really nice screen in there. I don't know what that screen does, but
there are cars that connect to Bluetooth and this and that. But when it comes to the difference between old cars and new cars, a lot of new cars require chips. In the motors and stuff, as opposed to just mechanics.
Is that internet?
Computer chips. Not necessarily.
Oh, no. See, I don't even know what internet. See, I just assume everything that's powered is internet. No. Well, we'll still have lights. Will we still have TV?
Yeah, but probably no on demand or apps or Netflix or anything like that. Have to go back to the DVDs.
The DVDs!
Or VHS.
Right? No, I don't think, a lot of things wouldn't work, wouldn't function, mm-mm. wouldn't anything.
Well, imagine banking and stuff, because honestly, money is really just code.
Oh, yeah, that's sketch.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's why I'm such a cash whore. I was afraid something's going to happen like that. Everyone's going to be like, well, none of this works, so I can't access this. I'm going to be like, don't worry, guys, I got $5. Where do we want to go?
$5 is going to be a million.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that a crazy start? We got real stoner talk today, didn't we?
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, we did too, I know.
Between serial killers and cannibals. And
yeah, so I guess the big question is, would you eat me at my funeral?
No.
Vicky's obviously not even attending anymore. Rude.
No.
I'll really haunt her the rest of my body.
See, that's awesome. Somebody pointed out, why is it that when we think of ghosts or when they show ghosts in movies haunting somebody, it's always an old school Victorian ghost. It's never somebody who died in 2008 where it's I'm Britney, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or doing something so stupid.
Side note, if you want to watch a show about ghosts, that's actually pretty fun. There's two versions. I haven't seen the American version. I've only seen the British version. Your dad's seen the American version, says he likes it.
Oh.
It's called Ghosts.
Oh, wow. How original.
Right. And it's basically this woman finds out that she's the great, great second or third niece of this woman who had no kids, and she dies. And so she leaves her this beautiful manor.
Oh.
But it was very old and not been taken care of. So it's falling apart. And it houses a bunch of ghosts that have died on that property.
Oh, spooky.
So down to and these are all ghosts specifically that did not go on to the next stage.
Are they stuck there or do they want to be there?
They're stuck there.
Oh.
So they have to figure out, what do they call it? When you watch a movie and the ghosts have to find their meaning or something. What is it called?
I have no idea.
There's a term for it. I'm sure somebody's going to write in. It's this, Vicky. Okay, cool.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's a... But they're trying to figure out that. But you have a caveman one.
Do they look like ghosts or are they just actors? You just know they're ghosts. They're not
Sometimes they look kind of depending on the scene, they'll be more transparent. But they look like real people walking around. The only one that really doesn't look like them is one guy who got his head chopped off. Oh. And so he'll put his head on his body. And then every now and then, like, he'll get hit and the head just falls and his body's trying to find the head. But most, like, most people, like, died from, like, poison or gunshots, so you don't really see it.
Yeah, yeah.
One guy, though, he died, I think, in the 80s or the 90s. He was one of those scoutmasters.
Oh.
And he, one of the kids shot an arrow, like, wasn't paying attention and shot the arrow and it went through his neck. So he's just walking around with, like, this arrow through his neck. But he just kind of makes me think of, like, a Wisconsin Beaver type of guy, like... Because he has a big goofy smile, and he's just like, hello, like, hi, how's it going?
With a big-ass arrow just from sticking just from his neck.
Mm-hmm. But it's a really fun show. I think it's really, really well done.
Oh, good.
I'm not a fan of, I don't want to see the American version because the gal who plays it is the gal who was in that zombie show.
Is she blonde?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I can picture her.
I forget what it is. And so I really did not like that show. It just looked really dumb. And so it's like when I see her, I'm like, I don't think the show's going to be good because I didn't really like her.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
I know. That's why I'm trying to get, it's on my list. I will eventually get to. And especially because I really enjoyed the British version. So when you watch the different version of the OG that you saw, you worry it's not going to be as good. Or
does BJ like it?
BJ likes it, but he hasn't seen the British version, I don't think.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be, you know, this could be an A and that could be a B, but, you know, you should give it a shot.
I don't know where to see the American version, but the British version is on HBO Max if you have that.
Oh.
So you can go check that out.
Ooh. You need internet for that, though, don't you?
Yeah. Luckily, we're not in a Johnny Depp movie.
Damn it. I'd want to try it for, like, a day because I feel like then we'd all just appreciate more what we have.
This is going to be kind of crazy, but I find myself with certain projects that I've been working on recently. And with everything going on in the world, it makes it easier, too. I've been, like, avoiding my phone.
Wow.
The only thing I use my phone for is literally to listen to something.
Like music or
a podcast. Music or a podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's all I, like, I still use the internet, but
so
I'm not
like,
on my phone.
You're not, like, going on TikTok as much or Insta Mm-mm. or
I have, or... I'll go on TikTok to, like, look up something. So I'm like, hey, how can I make this garden better? How can I do something with this flower or a recipe or whatever? But I haven't, like, scrolled on TikTok since before I went to my cousin's bachelorette party.
Wow.
Right. And so, like, I do want to get back into it, but with all the news right now going on, it just feels so heavy.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all I'm going to be getting and seeing. So I'll just kind of put my phone down and not touch it for hours. And then I'll come back and I have, like, 100 messages. Like, I'm sorry. Someone's Jeez. Like, you're hard to get hold of. I'm like, I've been busy.
See, that would stress me out.
No, it's not that bad, but
I'm
exaggerating.
All those missed texts and messages and emails and...
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just working on my garden. I got my little gardening shoes. They're waterproof.
Dude,
they look like clogs.
You're so old. I can't with you sometimes.
I'm here for it. It makes me happy.
As long as it makes you happy.
It's my happy place. It's surprisingly very comforting.
Your garden?
Like, yeah, that is my current project.
Yeah.
So I'm
used to be your crafts room. Now it's your garden. Mm-hmm. When it's sunny out, it's your bedroom with that AC.
Yep. I did some laundry, and then I tried doing crafts. I'm like, it's even too hot for that. No, I'm going to lay down.
No, let me just take a nap.
I'm just going to, take multiple naps. definitely, we should have recommended this at the beginning. Have some of that Washington State legal marijuana for this podcast. Definitely
that
a starter
Washington
pod.
Washington State legal
marijuana. Like, I have to point that out. Like, we mention it sometimes on Geek Nation where I'm like, in the state of we're in Washington. It's legal here.
It's legal here. Can't get in trouble.
Because there's some movies where we're like, you need to get stoned for that.
Yeah. I would suggest maybe eating a nice brownie.
Maybe not the whole brownie. Depends on if you're a wuss like me.
Yeah, honestly, me too. Let's get real.
It's like, just a nibble.
Oh, but brownies, make sure you got real like regular brownies too, so you can still enjoy.
Because that's the worst when, like, you have something delicious that is medicated.
Yeah.
And then you can't eat any
more
of it.
There's, like, no yeah, because then you're like,
I'm hungry.
And then you're like, maybe my tolerance will just be really high today. Who knows? An hour later.
That
nope.
just sounds awful. Like, it's like, because you can't move.
Yeah, okay, just maybe a bite or two of brownie.
A nibble. But yeah, we won't be here, like we said, next week because it's 4th of July. We're going to be on vacation. We hope you have a wonderful time. Please be safe.
Please be safe.
Like, we don't want to hear about anybody blowing their fingers off.
No, a cool firework isn't worth any body parts.
And if you're from where I'm at in the Marysville area, it's illegal to have fireworks, which is hilarious because Tulalip's right there selling fireworks.
What? Really?
Yeah, the
Even
reservation.
Mercer Island, it's not illegal.
The what?
Mercer Island?
Yeah. Nope, it is illegal in Marysville.
Wow.
I'm okay with it, though, because people are still blowing up fireworks.
It's Marysville. They don't care. Yeah.
But I'm like, if I really want to see something, I can go outside and see something. But I'm okay.
Maybe when you're gardening, you'll see something.
Right. But we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.